Hello again. Ian Cottier here, and tonight I'm bringing you the 12th and last of my programmes of Brass Around the World. Yes, 12 programmes, 60 different bands from 15 different countries, and 120 tracks of the best of brass band listening. All this showing the distribution of banding worldwide, the great, sometimes astonishing quality of performance of bands and individual players, and, of course, the quite astonishing creativity and originality of the composers and arrangers, spanning more than 120 years. So, after that humbly appreciative service of all that's going on in the brass band world, off we go. Yes, indeed. Another opening, another show. And that was the brass band Oenkerk of Holland. Now a spot of religious history. In 1688, seven bishops, including Jonathan Trelawney, Bishop of Bristol, opposed James II and were sent to the Tower of London. They were later acquitted and Trelawney himself became the subject of a West Country popular ballad, on which this march is based. The band is Camborne Town.
Thank you.
Concert March Trelawney. Well, we're putting in the miles tonight, and now we head east about as far as you can go without getting your feet wet. And so from Cornwall, we travel to East Anglia to meet Matthew's Norfolk Brass and their principal cornet, Gavin Bowyer, who brings us one of my favourites, Gordon Langford's arrangement of Dvořák's Rusalka's Song to the Moon.
Thank you.
Gavin Bowyer of the Matthews Norfolk Band. And now, having visited Cornwall and East Anglia, we head northwest to Lancashire and one of the oldest bands in Britain. Besses of the Band traces its history back to at least 1818, over 200 years. Probably no band can match the worldwide acclaim that Besses enjoyed in the early 20th century, with tours to Australia, Canada, New Zealand, South Africa, and the United States. Here they are now, live at the Albert Hall, playing the Grand March from Verdi's Aida.
Thank you. The
And after the classical elegance of that bass solo from Steve Sykes and De Bazo and Oenkerk from Holland, the Camborne Band return, with some quite literally up their street, with another of Gordon Langford's popular arrangements, West Country Fantasy.
Thank you.
West Country Fantasy, played by the Camborne Band. So, while we're down in that part of England, it seems like a good time to introduce the Cornwall Youth Band, which enjoyed Coff's support right up to his death, and shortly afterwards, Gough's wife Sue was appointed president of the band. The two Gough Richards works that I've chosen from his truly enormous output are both interesting. First, his March Quest, the very first work for brass band that he wrote, and A Special Place, dedicated to a West Country children's hospice which still benefits from all the royalties for publication and performance.
Thank you.
the March Quest and A Special Place, both played by the Cornwall Youth Band, and which, as a proud Cornishman, Gough was closely linked. And now we keep it light, right up to the end of the show. First, who popularised the song YMCA? I think I might have been inclined to say ABBA, but in fact the true answer is that that tricky question is the Village People. But whoever it was, it's a cracking song and comes off brilliantly in Derek Broadbent's arrangement. And then to lead us up to tonight's closer, one from that great arranger, Stephen Roberts, way down yonder in New Orleans. And the two bands featured are Bess's of the Barn and Matthew's Norfolk Brass.
Thank you.
And that all of a rush leads us into tonight's final track. It's no big secret that I've got a soft spot for youth bands. After all, my two boys had wonderful musical training and experience in the Manx Youth Band with Ian Clegg. And so the Cornwall Youth Band see me off down the road tonight to a helter-skelter version of Rondo a la Turca. Good night.
Thank you.